الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من ألف المسجد ألفه الله أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, as we are well aware, is going through a very difficult and a very trying phase or period. There are challenges, fitan, tests, trials, tribulations, attack on the not only the life and property of this ummah, but on the very deen and iman of this ummah, coming from every direction. Already, ND489055. In fact, the present halat and condition of this ummah is reminiscent, reminds one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Badiru bil a'mal, hasten towards a'mal, persevere upon a'mal. What is the underlying meaning of this directive, Badiru bil a'mal? That never ever become complacent or take for granted your deen and iman. Why fitanan ka qita'in min al-layl al-mudhlim? Because fitnas are coming, tests, trials, tribulations. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described the onset of these fitnas. An analogy, an example is given of sections or portions of a dark night. Ulama explained this analogy. They say the daily transition that occurs between daytime, daylight and darkness is a gradual one. There's no fixed point where you can say now light has become dark. But gradually, stealthily, secretly, darkness encroaches upon one. So like that, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, fitnas are coming. Like sections of a dark night. And what will be the effect of these fitnas? يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا A person will have iman in the morning, by the evening he will have become a kafir. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا People in the evening will have iman, but the next morning they will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause of this? يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummah will sell their deen. Iman will become a commodity that is sold in the marketplace. In return for the paltry gains of this dunya, iman almost on a daily basis will be sold in the marketplace. I remember just 2 years ago, we met one jamaat in Ladysmith, jamaat from Indonesia, 8 or 9 brothers. 8 were over 60 years of age. Only one was under 60. They were out for 4 months in the path of Allah. 8 couldn't speak English. Only one could speak. We asked him some halat. This is just an example. He says, Indonesia is the most populous nation on the earth. 208, one most populous Muslim country in the world. 280 million people is the population. 13,000 islands. He says in the last 20 to 30 years, 10% of the population of Indonesia have become murtad. People, miftahul jannah, with the key to jannah, born with the key to jannah. Sometimes for a plate of food, sometimes for some medical treatment, sometimes for some education. All sorts of worldly reasons, iman is being prostituted and sold in the marketplace. This is the type of era or period that we are living in. To become a Muslim or to uphold sunnah and deen, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described a time. He said, Kalqabidhi ala al-jamr will be like trying to hold a burning coal, a flame in your hand. Almost on a daily basis, I get people meeting me. Mauli Saab, tell me, how can I protect my iman? Just now, as I was coming to the masjid outside the Qabristan, one person meets me. Person became Muslim, got married, 3 children. He has become murtad, he's drinking sharab, his entire family, all his children have become murtad. Iman and deen, we have taken it for granted. We don't know the value of this. We are living in such a time, such a period, the mind boggles. That what is the solution? How is the ummah going to be protected? How is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? Our enlightened thinkers, intelligentsia of our times, all sorts of complex solutions are given. We need military advancement, we need technological advancement, we need this, we need that. However, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, I have mentioned this many, many times, any solution that has removed Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the equation is not a solution. Wallah, Allah's qasam, the problem will increase. This ummah has to go back to Quran and Hadith. This ummah has to revert back to the ta'lim and teachings of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every situation that will arise from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till Qiyamah has already been mapped out in Quran and Hadith. Not only has the solution, not only has the problem been illustrated, but the solution also has been shown. If you look in Quran, 28 juz of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Bani Israel, the qawm and the nation of Musa alayhi salam. 28 juz of the Quran, no other qawm or nation is mentioned more in the Quran than this qawm and nation. What is the underlying wisdom? Why has Allah mentioned the Bani Israel so much in the Quran? Why is the ummah of Musa alayhi salam? Why? Because of the similarities. The similarities between this ummah and the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. And in that is the underlying directive of the Quran that when faced with a situation similar to the situation that faced the Bani Israel, then look into the Quran, look into the tariq, look into the history. What was the solution shown at that time that brought the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We are talking about persecution. We are talking about Muslims being slaughtered. Firaun slaughtered 70,000 innocent babies. Male children, newborn children of the Bani Israel. No one could raise a single objection. The streets were flowing with the blood of their qawm and nation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whatever came to the Bani Israel will come to my ummah. Whatever the Bani Israel did, my ummah also will do. In the hadith, to such an extent, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the expression, hadhwan na'li bin na'l. What does this mean? One is you follow someone. The other is you put your foot in the same spot that he put his foot. That is what hadhwan na'li bin na'l means. This analogy, my ummah will follow and do exactly what that ummah did. To such an extent, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if in the Bani Israel there was someone who committed incest with his mother, in my ummah someone will commit incest with his mother. Why is this told to us? That look back, look into Quran, look into Hadith. At that time, what was the solution? Bring it alive now. What were the Bani Israel told? A nation persecuted, ridiculed. Difficult to find in the annals of history any nation that were ridiculed and persecuted like that. يُقَتِّلُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَهُمْ Quran says, their children were slaughtered, their women were enslaved, they were ridiculed, they had no rights, they had no dignity. What solution was given at that time? A complex solution? An analytical solution? No! What does Quran tell us? Simple. What did Musa alayhi salam say to them? Ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Ij'alu buyutakum qiblatan wa aqimus salah. Establish iman, establish salah. Establish masjid, establish amal of masjid. The same message that is being proclaimed today by kalima namaz, kalima namaz, kalima namaz. Link and attach yourself with the masjid. What we say that is too simple. Ye gumne wale hai. We need something complex, such a simple solution. Can't you people talk about contemporary issues? Can't you people talk about the present political situation? We like to be intellectually entertained. We don't want to go back to grassroots. This ummah, 95% is away from the masjid. Masjids are empty. Azan is falling on deaf ears. And we want the help of Allah to come. We want the ghaybi nusrat of Allah Ta'ala to come. My respected brothers, ghaybi nusrat of Allah, help of Allah is promised. Allah is waiting. But it is mashroot. There are conditions. This ummah has to revert back to what Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. No other ummah was linked and attached to the masjid like how this ummah, the emphasis that is found in Quran and Hadith. They used to have soma'a. They used to have ma'bads, worship places, like we know the famous incident of Juraij. So many years he made Allah's ibadat in one small room in a tree, which he called his masjid. But this ihtimam of jamaat, this ihtimam of establishing masjid, this markaziyat of masjid that is found in this ummah is not found in the previous ummahs. The emphasis that is found. Otherwise, what was the need to separate a 20 or a 21-year-old young woman newly married? Married just 1 or 2 years. A newborn baby, not just any baby, a baby that was the result of over 60 years of dua of a Nabi. And not any Nabi, Khalilullah, Ibrahim Khalilullah, Jalilul Qadr Nabi, the friend of Allah. So many years, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin, Rabbi Habli min as-salihin, the product of that dua of 60 years plus of crying. That child, that union, that bond, Allah separates it, breaks it. Leave them where? Wadin ghayri zi zar, a land without vegetation, separating this family. What is happening? The bismillah of this ummah is taking place. The foundation seeds of this ummah are being planted. That is why, what is the first work that Allah took from that masjid, from that family? The establishment of masjid. Baytullah, inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi-Bakkata mubarakan wa hudan lil-alamin. The first home on the surface of this earth was Baytullah, was the house of Allah, was Masjid-i-Haram. And in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, underneath the shade of Kaabatullah, the parwarish, the nurturing, the help of this ummah occurred. Zamzam was given. Allah's help came. This family was established. An ummah was established. An ummah from this progeny who was coming. Imamul Anbiya, Sayyiduna Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, an ummat whose bunyad, an ummat whose foundation will be the masjid. When Allah speaks of Himself in the Quran, what does Allah Ta'ala say? Inna rabbakum la raufur rahim. Verily your Rabb, verily Allah, for the entire makhluk and creation, la raufur rahim. Allah is very kind, very benevolent, very merciful. That is for the entire alam. And in relation to this ummah, what does Allah say about His Nabi? Bil mu'minina raufur rahim. Sifat of Allah, rauf and rahim, two attributes exclusive to Allah. Inna rabbakum la raufur rahim. On an alami satan level, Allah referring to the shafqat, kindness, compassion, mercy of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran places a stamp and seal upon it that my Nabi for his ummah is Ra'uf and Rahim. Ra'uf and Rahim, benevolent, kind, merciful. Yet, the same Nabi who Quran says is Ra'uf and Rahim is hurt, is angered to such an extent by those who choose to perform their salah at home and not in the masjid. Not those who are not performing their salah. In the time of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for you to be a Muslim or even a munafiq, for you to be considered a Muslim or even a munafiq with any credibility to his claim of being a Muslim, if he was not performing salah, it was impossible. So there was not, this hadith doesn't refer to people who are not making salah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rauf Rahim, Rahmatul lil Alameen. What does he say? لَقَدْ هَمَمْتُ أَنْ آمُرَ فِتْيَتِي فَيَجْمَعُوا لِي حُزْمًا مِّنْ حَطَبٍ ثُمَّ آتِي قَوْمًا يُصَلُّونَ فِي بُيُوتِهِمْ فَوَحَرِّقَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ. Or كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, At the time of Asr of today, and Maghrib of today, and Isha of today, and Fajr of tomorrow, not only Jummah. We are Ashiqa Rasul. Allah give us the true love of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bring this hadith in front of us. Consider the extent to which a Zat and a personality whose rahmat and mercy is attested to by the Quran is heard. When his ummah chooses to make their salah at home, what does he say? He says, I wanted to order the youngsters to gather firewood, and I wanted to go to the homes of Medina where my companions are performing their salah at home. For وَحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ I wanted to burn down those homes. I wanted to burn down those homes. And if you look at the, from a grammatical context, this hadith, فَأُحَرِّقُهَا عَلَيْهِمْ What does it mean? I wanted to burn the house while they were inside the house. I wanted to burn down their homes while they were inside their homes. He was from head to toe a mercy, yet this is the extent of ihtimam. This is the extent to which this amal of attaching the ummah to salat wa jamaat, to attaching the ummah to the masjid, is emphasized. These ground, these pieces of the earth, which are masjid, they are not ordinary pieces of ground. أَخَبُّ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدُهَا أَبْغَدُ الْبِلَادِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَسْوَاقُهَا Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the most beloved pieces of ground in the sight of my Allah on this earth are the ground or pieces of ground where there is masjid. And the most hated, the most despised pieces of ground on the earth in the sight of my Allah are the places where there is market, where there is bazaar, where trade and commerce is occurring. Where is majority of our time spent? Where Allah loves the place or where Allah hates the place? Where is majority of our time spent? Is not our analogy in the masjid like a bird in the cage? Bird in the cage, what happens? You open the door, it's gone. And what is our example in the marketplace? كَالسَّمَكِ فِي الْمَا Like a fish in the water. Sukoon, peace, at ease. Take the fish out of the water, what happens? The example of a mu'min in the masjid is like that. The example of a munafiq, Allah protect us, in the masjid is like a bird in the cage. One was a period of time, very often this example is given. If you went and knocked at the door of Madinah Munawwara, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the home of a sahabi, the response comes from inside. Wife shouts, who are you looking for? I'm looking for so and so. Referring to a sahabi. Where is he? One response, possibly, he's gone to the marketplace. He'll be back just now. He'll finish his work, he'll be back just now. Or the response may be, he's gone to the masjid. If he's gone to the masjid, then there's no just now. Some jamaat's tashkil may be made. He may be sent out on some delegation. There may be some group of people that have accepted Islam who need to be taught deen. He's gone masjid. When he comes, I don't know. You rather not wait. Take the clock 13th, 14th centuries front to this period and time. Go knock on somebody's door. By where is he? He's gone masjid. He'll be back just now. Actually, where the namaz was early, he went there. So he could finish quickly and get back. What he's getting back to, only Allah knows. And if the response is given by, he's gone to the marketplace, he's gone for some business, there were some new deals, customer was waiting for him, some agent was waiting for him there, that poor woman, what she'll say, I don't know when I'll see him again. Might be some big deal, he's got a strike, he's going to make some, give some advance orders, plan this, plan that. When I'll see him again, I don't know. The ummah has turned it upside down, completely upside down. Yet what is the value of these pieces of ground? One riwayat, it comes. The zalzala of qiyamat, nafkha-e-ula, which Quran describes in detail. Idha dukkatil ardu dakkan dakka. Idha zulzilatil ardu zilzalaha. Wa idha al-jibalu suyirat. Idha sama'un fatarat. Idha shamsu kuwirat. Verses upon verse, Allah describes the complete destruction and obliteration of this entire earth and the entire universe. Yet, according to this riwayat, just before that, the pieces of ground throughout the earth where there is masjid will lift up. They will lift up and they will undertake a journey to Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah, the spot where Baytullah was, because at the time of Qiyamah, it is mentioned in the riwayat that Makkah Mukarrama will not have any inhabitants. In fact, a group of people passing by there will say that it appears as if at some times people used to live here. Now there is no Abadi, no one is living. It will be empty. Same with Madinah Munawwara. All these pieces of ground will gather at the spot of Baytullah. Then the journey will take place to Masjid al-Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in Madinah Munawwara. Then from there, all these pieces of masjid, these pieces of ground, will undertake a journey to Aqsa, Baytul Muqaddas, and from there it will be taken up into Jannat. Allah will protect the ground of the earth that is masjid from the zalzala of Qiyamah. Such is the value of these pieces of ground. Such is the value of the masjid. Why? Because every masjid, like you have a powerhouse. Powerhouse is Baytullah. If the wiring is done, switch the light on, then that current of Baytullah, that help of Baytullah, that nourishment of Baytullah, that ghaibi nusrat of Baytullah, that rahmat of Baytullah, the link is created with every masjid throughout the earth. Condition is that the a'mal of masjid have to be established. The a'mal of not just any masjid, the a'mal of Masjid al-Nabawi, the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we look at the tariq and the history of my Nabi, when he made hijrat from Makkah Mukarrama, his first stop was Quba. According to one riwayat, he only stayed 4 days in Quba. The more sahih, the more authentic riwayat, 14 days in Quba. What does he do? Only 14 days. He's on a journey. Yet what is the first thing he does? He establishes masjid. It comes in the riwayat that his camel was at a certain spot. He said, told Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, move the camel. Camel refused to move. Umar moved the camel, refused to move. Ali moved the camel. When Ali went forward, the camel jerked angrily. Ali ran back out of fear. Then what did Rasulullah ﷺ say? This camel has been commanded by Allah. A masjid has to be established here. La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwal yawm ahaqqu an taquma fi. That masjid which Quran places a seal upon it, a masjid established on taqwa. The qibla of that masjid, Allah sends Jibreel down to show Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the direction of the qibla of that masjid. Why? Because the masjid is Allah's kingdom. The masjid is Allah's raj. I'm digressing. In the time of Harun Rashid was a khalifa, not an ordinary khalifa. He was ruling 3 continents. One day he got angry with his wife. Talak. What did he tell her? That if by daybreak tomorrow morning, in anger, by daybreak tomorrow morning, you are still in the kingdom of Harun, then 3 talaqs. After he fired the bullet, now he's regretting. Normal thing that is. Talak, they say. Then straight away they go to the Mufti Sahib. First thing what they say, I was angry. That's why I said it. I didn't mean it. As if somebody happily will give talak. Then the Mufti Sahib says, bhai, there's no solution for you. Didn't come right with the Mufti Sahib. Then he looks for a grand Mufti. Give a grand and get a fatwa. Bhai, you know, like the Christians say, 3 is 1. This is also 3 is 1. You're looking for that kind of mufti. So there was one person, like I said, I'm digressing. One person found one mufti like that. He said, bhai, don't worry, 3 is 1. Ho gaya, marriage is intact. How come? Everyone else said, gone. Obviously, the grand was talking. It was a grand mufti. What did he say? He says, you know what? You said talaq with a kaf. You didn't say with a qaf. So it's okay. So when the actual mufti heard about it, he said, tell him, bhai, his nikah never took place also. Nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, they also, he said, with a kaf. So nikah also didn't take place. But in any case, Harun Rashid was not like that. He regretted. Call all the muftis. Mufti said, bhai, you can be the king, whoever you are, but there's no solution. Obviously, there was no supersonic jet, no Concorde. 3 continents, how she's going to leave by the next morning? If by daybreak she is still in your kingdom, 3 talaqs will fall, no solution. What does he do? First question, are any of the students of Imam Abu Hanifa present? Rahmatullahi alayh. It is said, yes, Ya'qub, who is more famously known as Abu Yusuf, One of the famous students of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. That time he was the son of a, his father used to launder clothing, very poor. He said, they said, he is present in Baghdad. Harun Rashid said, send for him. When Abu Yusuf is called, this masla is put in front. I told my wife, if by daybreak tomorrow you are still in the kingdom of Harun, 3 talaqs. What must I do? Is there any solution? Without hesitation, such ubur, understanding of Quran. What does he say? Immediately, he says, tell her to spend the night in the masjid, so that at daybreak tomorrow she's in the masjid, the talaq will not fall. The other ulama are shocked, they look at him, bhai, where's the dalil, where's the proof? He wasn't a grand mufti. There was no funds exchange. What did he say? Straight away the verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ, that the masjid is the kingdom of Allah, not the kingdom of Harun Rashid. Whether you're a millionaire or a pauper, whether you're the king or the subject, in the masjid, it's equal. There is no precedence given to one person over the other. Why? Because the kingdom of the masjid is the kingdom of Allah. Buyuti, buyuti, hadith Qudsi, buyuti, fil ardil masajid. Allah says, my houses on the earth are the masajid. My houses on the earth, you want to come and visit me? The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, man alif al masjid, alifahullah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. Another hadith of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يقول الله تعالى, Allah says, إن عمار بيوت الله هم أهل الله. The ones who are attached to the masjid, make the masjid abad, tend to the masjid, involve themselves in amal of masjid. Who are they? They are not Yusuf, they are not Muhammad, they are not Imran. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هم أهل الله. They are the family people of Allah. They are Allah's people. أهل الله. They are Allah's people. People who keep the masjid abad are the people of Allah. Those who love the masjid, Allah loves them. Allah, coming back to that hadith, buyuti fil ardil masajid. My houses on the earth are the masjid. Ummaruha, zuwaruha, ummaruha, zuwaruha. Those who keep the masjid alive, those who make the masjid abad, those who involve themselves in amal of masjid, they are the visitors of the masjid. They are zairullah. They are the visitors of Allah. And then look at what the hadith says. Tuba, tuba liman tatahhara fi baytihi thumma zarani. Ajeeb. Allah says, hadith Qudsi, Mubarak, glad tidings to the one who makes wudu at home. Then Allah does not, the hadith should have said, he made wudu at home, thumma ata ila al masjid. ثُمَّ خَرَجَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ ثُمَّ مَشَى إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. Then he came to the masjid, left his house, walked to the masjid. The hadith doesn't say that. He made wudu at home. ثُمَّ زَارَنِي. Then he came to visit me. He made wudu at home. Then he came to visit me. Allah is saying, hadith Qudsi. He came to visit me. Who? He came to visit Allah. فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Haqqun, Allah says it is a right, he can demand from me that I have to make his ikram, why he is my guest. It is a right, he can demand from me that I have to make his ikram, why he is my guest. Those who make the masjid abad, inna lil masjidi awtada. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are some people who are the pegs of the masjid. Look at the analogy in the hadith, awtad is the plural of watad. Watad means a peg. Like when you're putting a tent, you knock the peg in the ground. You can't shake it, you can't move it, you can't remove it. It's difficult. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, my ummah, some of them will become pegs in the masjid. Their feet will be in the masjid. Their time will be in the masjid. Sab'atun yudhilluhumullahu fi dhillihi. Yawma la dhilla illa dhilluhu. 7 categories of people, shade underneath the arsh of Allah, on the day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. 1 category, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allakum bil masjid. That person whose heart is attached to the masjid. Even when he's away from the masjid, his heart is in the masjid. Amal of masjid, fikr of masjid. Inna lil masjidi awtada. Some people are the pegs of the masjid. What does Nabiya Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say about them? Al malaikatu julasa'uhum. Ajeeb. What it should have been, hum julasa ul malaika. Why the masjid, malaika are there. So what the hadith should have said, they are in the company of the masjid. But the hadith doesn't say that. What the hadith says, al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Sometimes you hear some big sheikh, some peer has come into the town, some great maulana, wali of Allah has come. What we say, bhai, so-and-so buzurg has come, let us go and sit in his sohbat. Right, we should be doing that. Buzurg has come, let us sit in his sohbat. What this hadith says, al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. Some people are the pegs of the masjid. What is Rasulullah ﷺ saying? The malaika say to one another, let us go and sit in his sohbat. Al-malaikatu julasa'uhum. In ghabu yaftaqiduhum. If he is away from the masjid, they go looking for him. The malaika go looking for him. In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum. If he has some work which took him away from the masjid, what is Rasulullah ﷺ saying? The malaika of Allah assist him to finish his work so that he can get back to the masjid. In maridu aduhum, if he becomes sick, the malaika of Allah go and visit him. Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, when he was sick, Rasulullah ﷺ, when he enters the room, sahaba said there was no one, yet Nabi ﷺ was walking on tiptoes till he found one place in the corner, and he sat, having reduced himself, lowered, shrunk his body. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? What are you doing? He says, so many malaika have come for the ziyarat of my sahabi Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu, that there wasn't 4 finger space. One angel removed his wing little but shrunk it so that I got space to sit. This is the ummat of the masjid. When this ummat was on amal of masjid, one incident is mentioned. Abbas bin Mirdas was an idolater, an idol worshipper. One day, it is the middle of the day, all of a sudden, a white ostrich comes towards him. The ostrich is being ridden by a person dressed in complete white, mithlul laban, like milk. What does he say? Ya Abbas bin Mirdas, alam tara anna as-samaa kafat akhrasaha wa anna al-harba tajarra'at anfasaha wa anna al-khayla wada'at akhlasaha wa anna alladhi nazala bil birri wat taqwa yawma al-ithnain ليلة الثلاثاء صاحب القصوة صاحب ناقة القصوى. There's no time to go into the translation. Abbas, have you not seen that the dust of battle has settled and that personality which the whole world was waiting for, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who will ride the camel named Qaswa, has been born. He has come. Abbas bin Mirdas, when he sees, hears this, he's full of fear. He runs into his place of worship, grabs hold of his idol Mirdas. Mirdas was that idol. When his father was on the deathbed, he told his son Abbas that whenever you are in a problem, run to Mirdas. He starts kissing Mirdas, crying before Mirdas. All of a sudden, the idol, the stone, starts speaking. قُلْ لِلْقَبَائِلِ مِنْ سُلَيْمٍ كُلِّهَا قُلْ لِلْقَبَائِلِ مِنْ سُلَيْمٍ كُلِّهَا هَلَكَ الضِّمَادُ وَفَازَ أَهْلُ الْمَسْجِدِ هَلَكَ الضِّمَادُ وَكَانَ يُعْبَدُ مَرَّةً قبل الكتاب مع النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الذي ورث النبوة والهدى بعد ابن مريم من قريش مهتدي. The idol starts speaking that the days of Dhimad have come to an end. Whose days have been established? Faza Ahlul Masjidi. The time of the people of Masjid has come. The time of the people of Masjid has come. Dhimad is over. Dhimad's ibadat is over. Idol worshipper is over. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Imam of the people of Masjid, the Nabi of the Quraysh, his time has come. Dhimad, with 300 of the people of the Banu Harisa, his tribe, when they hear this proclamation of the idol, they go to Madinah Munawwara and accept Iman on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is the ummat of the masjid. Jalisul masjidi ala thalathi khisal. Akhum mustafad. Kalimatu hikma. Rahmatum muntadara. My respected brothers, this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the amal of masjid, abadi of masjid, is divided into three things. The five amal of masjid that our tabligh jamaat is trying to bring alive in every masjid, establish the ummah in the masjid. There's no time to go into the details. These five amal of masajid are proven from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Jalisul masjid ala thalathi khisal, akhun mustafad, kalimatu hikma, wa rahmatun muntadhara." Abadi of masjid, amali amal of masjid. This is not taken out of the pocket of Maulana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. This is the solution to the halat and conditions that is facing this ummat. This is the solution to the protection of our iman. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشَّدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِمَانِ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you see people making the masjid abad with amal, what amal? Amal of Masjid al-Nabawi. In the time of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَشَّدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِمَانِ. Then give testimony that they have iman. I will terminate. Bukhari Sharif Hadith, there used to be an azan that used to be called out in the middle of the night in Medina Munawara to keep that sunnah alive. Till today, Makkah and Medina, 1 hour before the Fajr azan, we hear one azan. People are saying, tahajjud azan went. Sometimes you're sleeping in your hotel room, you're waiting to hear salatu khayru min an-nawm. If you hear that, then you get up very quickly. Why? This was not tahajjud azan, actual Fajr azan. Those hajis who spend a lot of time in the hotels, ask them. They'll tell you about it. But in any case, this azan, we say tahajjud azan. There is no azan for tahajjud. This azan is that same azan that was given in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It used to be given in the middle of the night. In the hadith, it is mentioned what used to happen. That jamaat of sahaba that had spent the first half of the night in the masjid, when this azan used to go home. The jamaat that had spent the first half of the night at home, when this azan used to be called out, used to come to the masjid, so that the sahaba, the direct companions of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Madina Munawara, half night in the masjid, half night at home, half day in the masjid, half day in the marketplace, minimum tartib of sahaba, so that the lives of this ummah focused around the masjid. This jamaat, this pukar, this call that is being made, by link yourself to the masjid. From the age of 7 onwards, bring your child with you to the masjid. Take part in the gush, take part in the ta'lim, take part in the mashwara, is an attempt to bring this entire ummah, person to person, from gully to gully, alley to alley, on a global scale, back to the masjid. There is no other solution. No other solution. We want Allah's help. We want the conditions to change. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.